Seven plagues of Revelation. The purpose of the Lord in these plagues is to cleanse his tabernacle in heaven, to not only purge our idolatry, but to cleanse the confusion bound in his word. In the day Jesus ascended, he commanded his disciples to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yet at Pentecost, Jesus' Holy Spirit sealed those tribes who believed in Jesus' name. Whereas those carried away by the gods of their Trinity baptized in Christ's titles. For this same cause God planted two trees in Eden, and those deceived by their own lust who desired to be as God ate of the tree of knowledge. Isaiah wrote, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. The sixth plague, part 1, Revelation 16. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. As the river Nile is the law given to Israel after they departed Egypt, so the Euphrates is Jesus' gospel carried away into Babylon. Neither testament is the river of life. The river of life that proceeds from the throne is Jesus' Holy Spirit. The waters above are separate from the waters below. Amen. In the days of Joshua, the waters of the Jordan retreated when the feet of the Levites bearing the Ark of the Covenant touched the river's edge. Having wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, Israel's tribes now humbled prepared to pass over the Jordan, to destroy Jericho, and to purge the promised land of seven nations greater than themselves. Yet in its 42 generations, Israel's 10 tribes were taken into Assyria, and the remnants of Judah and Benjamin into Babylon. In the sixth plague, the Euphrates drying up as Jesus' gospel become desolate in our churches and in us. Jesus' gospel has been carried into Babylon for the same reason Judah was. As Judah defiled the testimony of God, so the testimony in Jesus' blood has been made void by our religious assemblies in the 42 times granted the nations. The Euphrates drying up prepares the way of the kings of the east. In the fifth plague I shared, the 10 horns of the beast are 10 kings. In Revelation, these 10 kings burn Babylon the whore with fire, make her desolate, naked, and eat her flesh. Nakedness and cursing, first tasted by Adam and Eve, who, drawn away by their own lust, ate of the tree of death. Like Israel's 10 tribes, bound in the prophecies made over Ephraim, the 10 commandments are the testament of God's rule on earth. Referred to in Scripture as the kings of the earth, their authority given to the beast for a season has raised up and cast down nations. In the sixth plague, the kings of the east speak of 12 tribes. First fruits born of the tree of life, which living testament is firstly Israel's great commandment sealed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the scepter of the lawgiver come out of Judah. And secondly, to love our neighbor and enemy as ourselves. This being the covering of brotherly love ordained in Benjamin, which love dwells between the shoulders of the Lord. And between these two in the book of Revelation, the rule and testament of 10 tribes, which kingdoms of this world are changed in the seventh trumpet and become the kingdoms of Jesus. So to prepare the way of the kings of the east is to prepare our hearts to receive the testimony of Jesus' faith and royal law. This is the rod of Judah, and the rod of Ephraim become one in Jesus. Part 2, Revelation 16:13. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles which go forth to the kings of the earth and to the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. The dragon and the beast and the false prophet are the law without faith, Jesus' corrupted gospel in the nations, and the salvation and sacrifices by men to men. The spirit in them is the Antichrist. Her name is Babylon. We will come to her in the seventh plague. The devil's working miracles are the signs that dwell in the law and gospel. As examples, the sign of Moses' rod held aloft blessed Israel with increased lands, children, stock and the like. Those blessed would lend with increase and their enemies would bow to them. Its blessings of earthly gain and status rest in the keeping of statutes that justify us and not God. Yet these blessings, like their curses that follow, sit in Satan's hand. Such is the strength of its deception created in our flesh that its dominion has driven religions and underpins today's prosperity gospels. However, the same Lord who gave these statutes to Israel in the fullness of time blessed the meek in spirit, and blessed those who pray for their enemies, and blessed those who seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So then, do you eat of Satan's fruits or Jesus? The signs of tongues and healing in the Jesus gospel follow those who believe, but they do not precede those who believe. If we are drawn to Jesus by miracles, then Jesus' voice has not drawn us. William Branham was most certainly the seventh church angel. And while multitudes flocked to the healing ministries the Lord gave that brother, and indeed others, the same Lord revealed, "They honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." So the gifts and calling are God without repentance. But if we do not repent, our sins are not remitted by Jesus' blood. And if his blood is absent, then so is the spirit of truth. And if Jesus' spirit is absent, then it is another spirit. An evil and adulterous generation seeks a sign. By these Jesus knows our heart. The kings of the earth are God's incomplete testimony given to men. Its power nonetheless resides in the law and gospel. The Ten Commandments without Israel's great commandment of faith and love are blind to Jesus' faith. In this plague, the devil's working miracles draw us to the testimony of Jesus bound in the kings of the earth. And from there, they corrupt and pollute every tenant of God. And so the very ones who preach Jesus are drawn to the battle against the Lord God Almighty. Which side then shall you align? I pray the Lord divide the night from the day and divide the waters of his testament in you. The plagues kill idolatry in us. They call you and me to a pure faith. In Jesus' name, may you hear and may you see. Amen.